When New York lawmakers announced the state budget agreement last week, ethics reform was not part of the package. That's likely to come up at tonight's Albany Museum of Political Corruption roundtable discussion at the College of St. Rose. The Museum of Political Corruption, which is yet to open, has plenty of material if the past few years in state government are any measure. Museum founder and president Bruce Roeder.
The idea came about several years ago when all of the headlines of political scandals came about, and those headlines haven't seemed to cease. And I thought that this would be a good way that the public could address these issues by building an institution where we can learn about corruption and we can get educated and more empowered.
Blair Horner, executive director of the New York Public Interest Research Group, is one of the panelists. Horner has been a staunch critic of state government's lax approach to ethics reform. Horner has called this Albany's Watergate moment following the high-profile corruption convictions of the State Assembly and Senate's previous leaders, Sheldon Silver and Dean Skillos. Horner spoke with Alan Shartok on WAMC's Capital Connection.
What you see in the budget often is the governor uses the issue of ethics as leverage on other issues that he wants to see in the budget.
So.
Well, so for example, before you said it's not always clear what the governor wants, and of course that's a reasonable argument, but you can tell when he fights hard for an issue, he wants it to get done, no matter how contorted and yoga-like the position is at the end. So it was clear this time around, because he was driving around the state on $15 minimum wage, on paid family leave, that he had to get something in those bills, even if the details are sort of weak. It was clear when he dropped ethics like a hot potato after he announced that he was going to put it in the budget. He made a big speech on it. He never lifted a finger after that. It was pretty clear to lawmakers he didn't want to do it. And maybe, although we don't know because it was all in secret, he might have said, look, I'm not going to push ethics if you guys work with me on 15 in the paid family leave.
Well, you know, Blair.
Because two budgets ago, he dropped the Moreland Commission to get the budget on time. So there is some sort of history of him using his advances on ethics as leverage to get something what he wants in a non-ethics issue at the expense of ethics.
Horner will be joined on the roster by congressional candidate Zephyr Teachout, author of Corruption in America, though they and other participants will not be representing organizations or speaking in any capacity other than as scholars or concerned citizens. Teachout challenged Governor Cuomo in the 2014 Democratic primary. Roeder hopes the discussion will foster a better understanding of the mechanisms of political corruption in New York.
It's been going on for way too long, and it's really ingrained in the culture up here. But I also hope they dispel their frustrations and come to believe that we can participate and that we can change things and make a better government. It is, after all, our oversight responsibility as a public to create a better government.
The forum begins at 7:30 at the Carl E. Toohey Forum at the College of St. Rose, 1009 Madison Avenue, Albany. This event is free and open to the public. It will be preceded by a fundraising event. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.